Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for Thursday, January 2nd, 2025. Our first morning show for the new year. Good having you with us. As always, so there you go. Anyway, yeah. Good morning, I already said that. You can make my bed at least, so there you go. We'll get to the weather in just a second, guys. I'll load it up while we're waiting. Alright, here's today's weather for Thursday, January 2nd. Rain, high 48 tonight. Yeah, go ahead. Rain, high 48 tonight. Rain, low 42. Here's the current weather. High of 46. Oh, it's 46. Real field's 45. Real field shade is 45. Wind is southeast 3 miles per hour. With wind gusts up to 8 miles per hour, air quality is fair. The air quality is fair. And the rain will continue for 56 minutes. Okay. No looking ahead today, so that's all well. We can look at the 10-day weather forecast, though. January 2nd, that's today, by the way. High of 48, low of 42. Rain tonight. Rain. Rain, rain, rain. Yeah! High of 90, well, it's not high. Well, the high was 48, the low was 42. Stop talking, Jesse. Well, I can't start talking, but it's 94% chance of precipitation. That's what I meant. Alright, on Friday, January 3rd, it'll be a high of 53 and a low of 45. A couple of showers. Showers around. Breezy early in the evening. Of a 98% chance of precipitation. Again, I was going to say the high temp again. Darn it. Maybe I should just do a 7-day forecast, or better yet, a 5-day forecast. Yeah, that'd be a good idea. Alright, Saturday, January 4th. We're just not even read the precipitation chance at all. That too, yeah. 50 high, 47 low. This is for Saturday, by the way. Cloudy with a few showers. Cloudy with showers. Sunday, January 5th, that was when my mom's birthday was on. 54 high, 40 low, mostly cloudy, a little rain. Overcast, showers around late. And on Monday, you'll get less showers. 49, 35, free low. Partly sunny, partly cloudy evening. And on Tuesday, January 7th, 46 high, 36 low. Mostly cloudy and partly cloudy. In the evening, that is. And then on Wednesday, January 8th, that was when the next trivia will be. Not today's trivia, but the following trivia. 51 high, 40 low. Cloudy, rising temperatures late. Doesn't seem that way, but well. Thursday, January 9th, it'll be 56 high, 41 low. Sun areas of high clouds, partly cloudy. Now on Friday, January 10th, it'll be 52 high, 39 low, with plenty of sun and clear to partly cloudy. And now on Saturday, January 11th, it'll be 50 high, 38 low, with sunshine and clear to partly cloudy. Here is the sun phase. It's 8 hours and 53 minutes. We'll rise at 7:51 a.m. That was literally just a little bit ago. And it'll set at 4:44 p.m. And the moon phase is a waxing crescent. And the air quality is fair. It's generally acceptable for most individuals. But however, sensitive groups like my Aunt Lou, obviously, may experience minor to moderate symptoms from the long-term exposure. Let's see what the culprit is. Looks like there is none, but who knows what the heck it is. But anyway, that's your weather forecast there. You're welcome. anyway, we'll just leave that up for now. I think this is recording, isn't it? It is, yes. Okay, good. Turn it up a little bit. There we go. Sorry that my voice wasn't so loud, but oh well. Anyway, I guess we'll go ahead and put the music in right now while we're at it. I hope you enjoyed my New Year's Eve special, back on December 31st. I thought it was pretty good, actually. You can actually finally watch it on demand at our website at, tfxradio.rf.gd, and it's like the last blog post, recent blog post I posted, by the way. So, pretty cool. Yep. So we're going to put a 3-minute break in here. And of course, we decided to go early and just decided to play AC format again. So, yeah, at least we're not playing stuff from 2010 anymore, aren't we? So that's good. So we can play a 4-minute song first, as always. Or a 3-minute song. Like Blondie, One Way or the Other, from Parallel Lines. Yeah. Cool, ain't it? Alright, there we go. Anyway, sorry about that. Anyway, sorry about that. Sorry. Anyway, I repeat myself too much. Yeah, I do. After that, we'll try to play Teenage Dream by, by Katy Perry. That might be long enough. It might work, yeah, we'll see. But I still got, like, 2 minutes left, guys, to host this. One thing I do want to say is that the tablet, my iPad, it died on me. I've discovered it died on me this morning, so I don't know what happened. Apparently, I must have forgotten to put it to sleep or something. I don't know. Could have swore I did, but oh well. But either way, it's working now. I just had to plug it in, wait a few minutes, and then turn it on. So, there you go. Right now it is, I think it's at 60%, so it's not where I want at it, but we're not gonna do Pokemon stuff until 9 AM anyway, so hopefully it'll be at 100% by at that point. We'll see. But anyway, but like I said, coming up, well, I didn't say this, I will say it now. Coming up at 8:20 AM will be I think it's Food Talk, and it is, yes. I think today we're just going to go back to read old-fashioned recipes, like we always do. We'll search for one, maybe we'll see what happens. We'll see what they got, but anyway, you get the idea. But anyway, yeah, I think that's going to work. At least I think, well, maybe not, Well, then again, both of those songs are on 4 minutes. Maybe if I put iDead in, maybe it'll tell me. No, okay, yeah, it will work. Okay. Alright, coming up is Food Talk. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep. That was Teenage Dream by Katy Perry and One Way or Another by Blondie right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. There you go. Anyway, it is now time for the best homemade pancakes and waffle recipes you could ever enjoy as part of Food Talk, guys. As our first morning show for 2025, we're going to kick it off with good old-fashioned oatmeal waffles, because why not? these waffles are great for someone who needs more fiber, or for someone who's needing to try to lower their cholesterol. And yes, they are tasty too. I'm pretty sure they are. We'll have to try them sometime. This shouldn't take no time at all to cook either. It's ready in 10 minutes. It yields 10 waffles. There's 8 ingredients. Here's what you need. You need 2 cups of quick oats. That makes sense. It's quick oats. A half cup of flour, 1 teaspoon of salt, 1.5 cups of water, 1 tablespoon of baking powder, 1 beaten egg, 1 tablespoon of molasses, interesting, and 2 tablespoons of corn oil. I wonder if that's cornstarch oil. I do not know. Anyway, here's directions. First, you want to mix everything together well, if I had to guess. Second, you want to make sure there's no lumps or else it won't be tasting right, I think. Third, you want to bake in a waffle iron or like regular pancakes. And then finally, there is a variation too. You can also add a half cup of finely chopped apple and a half teaspoon of cinnamon. Then you can make apple and cinnamon waffles too. Kind of like what they have with the Quaker and Oats, Instant Oats packages, I guess you could say. Anyway, that was pretty quick, I'll admit that. It only took us a minute to read. But you know what's even better? Light and fluffy pumpkin pancakes. These little head beauties are a beautiful color. They will keep you full for hours after eating just one serving. I need to use up extra canned pumpkin. I thought I'd give it a try. I got it out of the Martha Stewart. This is out of the Martha Stewart Living magazine, apparently. It's ready in 60 minutes. It serves 4. There's 12 ingredients, quite interestingly enough. Here's what they are. We need one and a fourth cups of all-purpose flour. Makes sense. 2 tablespoons of sugar. Okay, it looks like this might be a sugary food then. 2 teaspoons of baking powder, a half teaspoon of cinnamon, a half teaspoon of ginger, a half teaspoon of nutmeg, a half teaspoon of salt, a lot of teaspoons there, quite interestingly enough, 1 pinch of clove, 1 cup 1% low-fat milk. It can be any kind you want, even if it has to be the generic Walmart kind that tastes gross, but oh well. Sorry about that. Anyway, nothing against Walmart, just saying. Send 6 tablespoons of canned pumpkin puree, 2 tablespoons of melted butter, and 1 egg. Yep, that's it. Now here's the directions. It's in 6 parts, 6 steps, I should say. First, you want to whisk the flour, sugar, baking powder, spices, and all that salt in the bowl. Then, in a separate bowl, you want to whisk together the milk, pumpkin, melted butter, and egg. So those are separate from the sugar, flour, baking powder, spices, and salt, believe it or not. Then you want to fold the mixture into the dry ingredients. That would be the flour, sugar, baking powder, spices, and salt. Then you want to spray or grease a skillet and heat it over medium heat. And pour in the fourth cup of batter for each pancake. Cook the pancakes for about 3 minutes per side. Serve it with butter and syrup. And it makes about 6 6-inch pancakes if necessary. So there you go. That's light fluffy pumpkin pancakes, guys. There you go. And this was submitted specifically by Hopes in the Kitchen. Alright, well, I think we got time for one more. Let's read something different. Lemon ricotta pancakes with florum blueberry compote. This is quite interesting. It's not a community pick like the other two we read. But this is quite interesting. In fact, I've never read it before. Posted my friend, Baby Kato, in mind. Time's given our guess. Well, that helps. Ready in 45 minutes, serve 6, 18 ingredients. You know, we may not have time to read this. Well, it's only 4 steps, so we might be okay. There is a lot of ingredients, but it does take 4 cups of blueberries, fresh or frozen, 2 teaspoons of cornstarch, 1 cup of sugar, a half cup of water, 1/4 cup of prepared lemon curd, from 10 to 12 ounce jar. Hey, you know what? Let's read something else. We can read that later time. This was the next one on the list anyway. It's an air community pick. It's Belgian waffles. Yeah, let's just read this. And we'll leave the lemon ricotta waffles tomorrow, guys. I promise you guys. Ready in 30 minutes. Serves 8-9 ingredients. 2 cups of all-purpose flour, 2 teaspoons of baking powder, reindeer, Belgian waffles, by the way. 2 tablespoons of confectioner's sugar, surprisingly enough. 1 tablespoon of vegetable oil, 2 cups of milk, 3 eggs, separated, probably from the yolk, if I had to guess. 2 teaspoons of vanilla, 1 pinch of salt, and whipped cream to top it off with. Yeah! Here's the directions. First, you want to combine the flour, baking powder, confectioner's sugar, oil, milk, and egg yolks. Okay, so it wants the egg yolks, not the egg whites. Okay. Second, you want to beat the egg whites in salt until they stand in soft peaks. Mix in the vanilla at this time and fold into the batter, and do not overmix. Pour 1/8 of the mixture into a hot waffle iron and bake for about just 2 minutes. Repeat with the remaining batter. Top with your favorite fruit and whipped cream and serve it hot. Simple as that. So there you go. That's Belgian waffles, by the way. It's also a community pick. Alright, so there we go. Make that mind do it for Food Talk, guys. Yep. Sorry about that. Since I have this thing here, we might as well go ahead and put it in. It's not going to play automatically since it's not automated. But I switched the system when it was playing Katy Perry. That was a classic song, by the way, also from 2010. But we're on AC format finally. Thank God for that. Alright, let's see what else we can play here, as far as music is concerned. Let's play Cyndi Lauper Time After Time. It's about 4-minute songs. I'll have to put a 3-minute song in later. I think Levitating might suffice. I'll just put this on it and just let me know when I have to push the automated button, because it's easier to do it that way than just hitting the number 1 button. It's just easier that way. I found that out during my New Year's Eve Live special. It's just easier that way. Trust me, it is. It saved me a lot of time and effort. Oh, man. It really did. But anyway, I think we'll be okay now. Yeah. Go ahead and remove that item from here. There we go. Anyway, coming up is TMZ Celebrity News. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep. That was Levitating by Dua Lipa and Time After Time by Cyndi Lauper. Right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. Alright, it's now time for TMZ Celebrity News. Here we go. Oops, sorry about that. It's time for TMZ Celebrity News. Sorry, my ear was itching. Sorry about that. But first, we're going to kick it off with New Orleans terrorist, busted for theft, and there's more evidence of the financial desperation. It's a TMZ exclusive, by the way. Shamsud Din Jabbar, the terrorist who wreaked havoc on New Orleans streets early on Wednesday, was arrested for theft. It's part of a timeline that shows money has proved elusive for him. Jabbar was arrested back in November of 2002 in Houston for the theft involving somewhere between $50 and $500. This according to court records that were obtained by TMZ. The records do not get specific as to what or where he stole, that is. Jabbar pled guilty to misdemeanor, paid a $100 fine, and was sentenced to 9 months of community supervision. The docs say there was no controlled substances involved in the crime, and no weapons were used at the very least, so that was nice. But let's keep reading and see what happened after that. But it's an air friend in his life that seemed plagued with financial troubles. He was sued for delinquent child support back in 2012. And finally, when he was divorced in 2016, the assets listed in his settlement were marginal. His Houston home, which was raided by cops shortly after the terrorist attack, showed the square in which he lived leading up to the attack now. As we reported, there's a clear ISIS connection to this attack. His pickup truck had an ISIS flag attached to the pole in the back of the vehicle. Wow. Well, that's all there is to this story, so that's quite interesting. Anyway, let's move on to Justin Bieber, hot for bikini-clad live Haley, shutting down the divorce rumors finally. That's nice. Justin Bieber is here to shut down. Justin Bieber is here to shut down those Haley of divorce rumors. It was just a good cheeky little post on TikTok, looks like. And it's making it crystal clear they're still going strong, at least. Nice. Amid this recent online speculation about them divorcing, Justin has set the record straight with a sexy snap of Haley rocking a pink bikini and fur coat on his on Instagram story, with the casual caption, "Go anywhere if you BB. Happy New Year. That's one way to quiet the noise now." Alright, so Haley's New Year's headband was the perfect touch to ring in 2025 with gusto. And googly-eyed Justin made sure everyone knew he was kicking off the year proudly proclaiming his love. Aww. Let's open this link and see what's going on. Right before the new year, Haley appeared to shut down relationship critics by reposting a TikTok writing, "Meet all of you on the internet." The content creator in the video says, "You're not well and it's okay. You've made a lot of choices. The choices that you've made done you in situations that you hate. You don't want to be in those situations. You recognize every day when you wake up, F, this is the reality that I made for myself." Alright, folks. Case closed. Justin Haley are rolling into 2025, twier than ever. Yeah! Sorry about that. I know I'm gonna regret reading this, but I'm gonna read it anyway, just for the heck of it. Trump Tower Tesla explosion, drone hovers over burned out Cybertruck. It's a TMZ exclusive as well. And investigators are meticulously examining the Tesla Cybertruck that exploded outside the Trump International Hotel in a possible terrorist attack, interestingly enough. And they even used a drone to peer inside the vehicle's burned-out carcass. TMZ had also obtained exclusive videos showing the drone hovering over the Cybertruck in the valet areas. Inspectors in the white hazmat suits looked over every inch of the Tesla near the entrance of the hotel in Las Vegas. Law enforcement personnel commonly utilizes drones for emergency situations to provide investigators with aerial views of incident locations or to document scenes where crimes or accidents have occurred, among other things. Let's keep reading this. Well, I guess we're listening to this graphic video. I actually didn't play the graphic video, but it could have, though. But we will play this, though. Anyway, I've unmuted the audio, and we're going to turn this up now. We're going to play this first, just to burn off time. I won't play all of it anyway.
Oh, there it is. You can kind of see it hovering. That little thing hovering above the guy.
Anyway, where I left off at. Common sense tells everyone that this was not an accident with an Elon Musk vehicle blowing up in front of a Trump hotel. There may well have been a connection between the Tesla explosion and the New Orleans terrorist attack, which I think we were talking about
That's
earlier.
A convertible Tesla,
In both cases, the vehicles were rented from the same car sharing app, and the detonating devices found in the two cities were very similar. As we reported, the man behind the wheel of the Cybertruck
broke Trump's
hotel Wednesday
with
fireworks, gas tanks, and camping fuel inside the vehicle, and didn't use the device to detonate the explosives, killing himself and injuring seven people. Yep. Matthew Lisselberger, an Army Special Force vet from Colorado Springs, has been ID'd as a driver. His name was Matthew Livelsberger. Matthew Livelsberger.
Right here. Put your arm down.
What's his name, by the way? Okay, we'll just stop that. There we go. Anyway, that'll conclude here for TMZ Celebrity News. And I think, coming up in the next segment, we are going to do Pokemon Go. Let's see how much charge the tablet has. I think it says 90. That would be perfect for Pokemon Go. Yes. Anyway, go ahead and put the commercial in now, guys. Just saying. Anyway, we still got to read free stories, at least. Just like we did with Food Talk. Kind of a new record, I'll admit that. Never get to do that too often. Just saying. Alright, here we go. Let's see what we can play here. I got so much music. Let's play Sweet Dreams Are Made of This. And after that, I'll play Aha, Take On Me. Both of these songs are from Pokemon Mystery Dungeon shows, by the way. The first one is from Explorers of Time and Darkness, which you can't play. I can't play it. I just have to start over. And Pokemon Mystery Dungeon Gates of Infinity, which is Aha, Take On Me, is from. Which I am playing, by the way, but again, I had to start over. But no big deal. I didn't really care for the Explorers of Time and Darkness game because the problem with it is that the controls aren't really that good when it comes to playing it. You see, they developed it a little bit differently with the 3DS, if I had to guess, because... And plus, also, it's easier to play it with a Xbox controller, too, I just recently discovered, so it makes life a lot easier that way. Just like when it made life a lot easier for me to press automate with this, so I don't have to worry about doing anything with that. So, there you go. Anyway, we'll probably have to go over just a teeny bit. We'll be okay, though. But, like I said, coming up will be, Pokemon Go at 9 a.m. So, there you go. 9 a.m. sharp, sort of. Anyway, there you go. Coming up in the second half of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club will be Pokemon Go for you guys. So there you go. Anyway, we'll be okay now. So there you go. There you go. Yep, remove that. There we go. Anyway, coming up, Pokemon Go. We'll be right back. Yep. That was Take On Me by Aha. Sweet Dreams Are Made of This by Eurythmix. Right here on the Trick Fox Radio Morning Club. And both of those songs are from Pokemon soundtracks, by the way. But anyway, speaking of Pokemon, we are now into Pokemon Go in the second half. And here's something cool, guys. How would you like to hear the audio from Pokemon Go, but much better, guys? Check this out. Yep, I got this on Bluetooth to the sound mixer. It's actually possible, and it works perfectly. So, rather than just directing it to the microphone, I just have it directly to the mixer, and the audio just routes right into the automation software. It's really nice, folks. It's really nice. It's really cool. Really cool. But anyway, okay, let's catch ourselves some Pokemon. You'll also be able to hear the cries, which is really nice. Yep, we get it. Candy Berry, here we go. Let's see if we'll catch you. That was a nice throw, at least. Where that thing go? There we go. 4 days streak. Ah, it's a free star. That's nice. We'll definitely keep that one then. Alright, we'll do that eventually. We got Jigglypuff first. Jigglypuff, showcase is over. I think on this account here, I got like, 8, I think. It was number 8 in rankings, I believe. It wasn't that bad. Excuse me, that was good timing. Another free star, nice. Dreamy fairly this time. Alright, guess I gotta do this then. That gave me a pseudo stone at least. Ah, the psychic electric Raichu for the level, huh? I didn't know it's crossing it like that. Darn it! There's our excellent first exit throw. Okay, it broke free. Try that again. Get their exit throw on it. Nope. Oh well. Didn't want an excellent throw, really? Damn. I mean, never know what that cause is, but it is a free star, though. I'll admit that. Where about the party hat, huh? Well, let's get extra candy, Barry, and see what happens. It's really hard to get extra throws on these guys, by the way. I don't know how I got an extra throw on that Raichu, probably so far away, I'd guess. It's an air free star, but since it's the one with the costume hat, you can't evolve it, darn it. But oh well. Not two, huh? I'll get an extra throw on one of these guys. Let's see. I'm just burning off Pokeballs, by the way. That's one star. Already had it, so let's throw it away, I guess. Alright, Grookey! I'll use a raspberry, I guess. I'm gonna break free if I had to guess. This one's a little bit tricky to manage. Yep. Oh man, it ran away? Really? Is that everything here? Okay, there is one left. Tap on here. Okay, let's just use the peanut berry this time. Let's see if we catch this or not. Okay, I was hoping for an excellent throw, but it was great at least. Let's try that again. Okay, we got another great throw. Darn it, it ran away. Well, it didn't run away, I mean, it could have though, but. Well, I'm actually gonna run away. I think it just ran away to itself. Oh well. I probably should have done that, but it's okay. Anyway, before we conclude the segment here, guys, we'll go ahead and heal up Zoroark. What a pain point I did there. We did manage to get the research done that had that catching Pokemon stuff, though, so I'm happy for that. can't be beggars, be choosers, I guess you say. Let's see, yes. I want the Zorark. Yes, that's what I want. Switch berries, yes. There you go, you're welcome. It's much more happier, Jim, in a way, I guess you could say. And do we have time? Yeah, we might as well. Well, before a raid takes over. Bear off these berries again, so I could be able to hold more room in my bag. It's hard to find golden raspberries. I probably have more of them because it's probably because I've been doing like raids on occasion and I just never had a chance to use those different gems. That would make sense. Don't have any Pokemon at power spots. Haven't really spent any Pokestops. I know I did spend a Pokestop yesterday with Lou. So there you go. Still gotta make one more exit throw. Doesn't look like to be an event one though. But yay. Okay, looks like there's still room at Old Mill. I think it's just the same four Pokemon from yesterday, it looks like. Oh yeah, we still have one more event we can claim. Taiemo, yes, we can claim this. That berry. Come on. There you go. Okay, there we go. Perfect. I wish it was better when I got a better curveball on it. That's a cool poster now. Electric time. I wonder if I have any better Taiemos on here. Let's see here. Yeah, I did participate in that event. I also participated in the Cyndaquil Community Classic event on here, too. I think there is Electros on here. Yeah, Community Taiemo. Back in July of last year. Yep. Yeah. Anyway, that might do it for this segment here. So we'll go ahead and power commercial in finally. We'll just leave it connected for now. So yeah, that was pretty cool having me able to play Pokemon Go with audio routing directly into the mixer. That's really nice, guys. Really nice. I like it better that way. Pretty sure other people would too. Alright, so let's see what we can play here. I gotta do it quick. We're running low on time. Let's play Kelly Clarkson, Miss Independent. And after that, not Teenage Drew, I played that earlier. Let's play Royals after that. That's probably gonna be too short, but you know what? Who cares? We'll just burn off time. You might as well. Let's put the item. Yeah, we'll just do that. Oh yeah, Miss Independent by Kelly Clarkson's coming up, followed by Lords Royals. So there you go. So anyway, that's it for the, well, it's not it for the Turkey Fox Radio Morning Club, what am I saying? Coming up in the next segment, like I said, can be a hit and miss kind of thing. We're not really sure what we'll do, but we could do more Pokemon Go. But like I said, the tablet can be kind of a miss when it comes to GPS, so my apologies. But anyway, that'll work. We'll just remove that. There we go. Anyway, coming up will be a surprise, guys. I don't know. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep. That was Royals with Lord of Miss Independent by Kelly Clarkson right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. So there you go. Anyway, I think for this segment we can either continue to play Pokemon Go, which I think we might do, or we can read some news stories, which I think we're not going to do, because it turns out that just gets boring. So anyway, let's do Pokemon Go, guys. How about that? Anyway, audio's still working at the very least, so let's go ahead and do some battling. We'll do basic rewards, of course. Let's go. Let's do Great League. Yes. There we go. It's battle. I guess the audio went out, my apologies. So that's kind of unfortunate, but oh well. Yeah, that's the problem with Pokemon Go. Sometimes the audio will go out, even if you have it, set after so long. So, oh well. I don't want to use the set move, but it already knocked it out anyway. Okay, can we use, there we go. Be nice to hear it, but we just can't. Whoa, she doesn't know what the heck she's doing. I won anyway, but she doesn't know what the heck she was doing there. Alright, move on next battle. Let's do Great League again. Use this party. Yes. Even if the sound's not working, I might as well just turn Bluetooth off, but it don't really matter that much. I can tell you right now, the sound just cut out, but it's okay, though. Ooh, I could rock. I better switch out, because rock types aren't going to do much good. Yeah. Or he'll just, or I'll just win by default. Why would he do that? I'll never know. I did like the I can rock day form, I'll admit that. Alright, let's just continue on one more time. I can't believe I won by default, though. He probably forfeit, if I had to guess. That's quite interesting. Let's try this again. You can try using Blaze Kick. If it'll let me. There we go. You should hear the sound effects on here. It's really nice. Okay, block the attack. Darn it. Okay, I already knew that was going to work out. We switched to Arcanine here. Yes, I want to use a shield. Why do you think that would show up? Yes. If he's still in the green, yes, we want to use a shield. Yeah, that's not going to do you much good. Just trying to lose, are ya? You could have at least... Yeah, he blocked it. Yeah. I still have one left. Let's go ahead and use it. So it doesn't freeze him to death. There we go. Still has a bunch of Pokemon left, though. I still have two left. I'll probably have one left after this. Oof. He was using a move that wasn't good. It was a rock move for ground. This is not going to be good. Probably going to lose this one if I had a guess. And almost knocked her out, but not yet. I think I'm still going to lose anyway, though. Hurry up, you can deceive Flare. Nope, there wasn't enough time. I can try again, though. This is the last time we could battle. I think you have to battle 5 times. I think we've won twice, maybe 3 times so far, so that's pretty good. I think the second time, or was it the first time? I can't remember. We Sent out Absol, by the way. He sent out Vinette. This might not turn out so well. Actually, it's turning out well for me, actually. Funda, here we go. Word move, Absol, admit that. I blocked it, though, unfortunately. Yeah, go ahead. It's just the same move, ironically. That's funny. I knocked it out, at least. Okay, come on, come on, come on, use your move already. There you go. It didn't matter if he blocked it. Oh, he already knocked it out. Damn it. There we go. Alright, here we go. He doesn't have any shields left. Alright, go ahead. I know it's in the yellow, but it was on its wit's end there. Yeah. There we go. Excellent. This should knock it out, I think. Yeah. Almost. It wasn't very effective. It was a fire type. I had to do it anyway, because he has one Pokemon left, and it's Haunter. Let's do Blaze Kick again. See if we knock it out. Probably not, but it's worth a try. Okay, he doesn't have any shields left, so he'll probably be screwed. Oh, yeah, he will. Surfer, you gotta finish it off. Come on. Come on. There you go. Yeah! There we go. That was a... Okay, 11 to 50. Alright. Yeah, I think we'll be done here. Good idea. Collect, because we're running low on time anyway. And let's see what this... Oh, Scraggy. Okay, good. Let's collect it. We'll use a Candy Berry. And, yeah, let's just use a regular Pokeball. Oh, good job, Umbreon. Okay, it should stay in, I think. Yep. It's actually a new Pokemon. I thought I caught this on here before. No, that was my red account I caught on before. Anyway. Could battle four times for free rare candies. I've already got one anyway. Anyway, set that down now. And I better hurry up and put this commercial in while we can. Yeah. Let's see here what we can put in. Let's put this one in. Why not? Sorry, I'm just how it is. I think that's 3 minutes, so let's go ahead and put the music in. Elu really appreciated the mix. I'm happy for that, thank you. Alright, let's put in, yeah, this was much better, that redundant, 2010's music. I am right about that. Let's put in, Imagine Dragons Believer and, Too Sweet by Hoiser, because why not? This in so I know what I'm dealing with, so I know when I have to trigger it, because it's just easier to press the assisted button so it plays it right off the bat. So there you go. Anyway, yeah, so coming up in the last segment, like I said, it'll just be a recap and a weather report, supposedly, like it always is. So there you go, and it looks like we should be okay now. We might even have to do it early, but I think we'll trigger at 9:30 anyway, like we always do. So there you go. Anyway, coming up is Imagine Dragons and Toyser with Believer and Too Sweet respectfully. After that, we'll do a recap and a weather report. Yeah. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep. Dragons right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. So there you go. Anyway, we've now made it to the final segment. But, oh well, there you go. Anyway, we are going to go ahead and read the weather. And this time, we're going to read it from my website, our website, I should say, from Tricky Fox Radio at tfxradio.rf.gd, of course. And here's what it is. Right now in Dallas, it is 45 degrees outside with overcast clouds. Later today, it'll be raining with a high of 45 and a low of 41. Sounds accurate to me. On Friday, it'll also be raining with a high of 48 and a low of 39. On Saturday, it'll be also raining with a high of 48 and a low of 41. On Sunday, it'll also be raining with a high of 48 and a low of 45. On Monday, it'll also be raining with a high of 48 and a low of 37. On Tuesday, it'll at least be overcast with a high of 43 and a low of 34. And then on Wednesday, for a change, it'll be sunny with a high of 45 and a low of 34. So there you go. That's the weather. You're welcome. Anyway, yeah, there you are. It's way up in the spades there, so it takes me a while to get to it. I probably should group these VMs so I could easily get to them. But anyway, for this segment, we're going to recap what we did in the last five segments. In the first segment, of course, we read the weather. And I can't remember what else we did. We might have read a news story. I can't remember. I don't think we did. I think it was just the weather. We might have did one other thing. I think I did explain what happened with the tablet. It died on me for some reason. It's quite interesting. I finally put to sleep, but maybe I did not. It was crazy, but oh well. But it's alive and well now. It was a little bit slow to load Pokemon Go, though, because, again, it died on me, so stuff on the tablet takes forever to load, but I guess we'll just have to cut Apple some slack because they do great work when it comes to performance. But then again, when it dies on you, it just feels more like an Android, don't it? Anyway, for segment two, of course, we did food talk. We read three recipes. They were all just breakfast-themed recipes. In fact, actually, let's go to my Chrome history here. Load that up. I closed off for some reason, and we will go to history here. Yeah, we did breakfast and brunch recipes, and yeah, I think we only read the weather in the first segment, it looks like. So yeah, here's what we did for the second segment. We read best homemade pancakes and waffles. We kicked it off with oatmeal waffles or pancakes recipe. Then we did light and fluffy pumpkin pancakes recipe. And after that, we tried to lead lemon ricotta pancakes with warm blueberry compote. But it turns out we thought it was going to be pretty long. So as a compromise, we read Belgian waffles instead, which was long enough for us to read three recipes. We'll probably read the lemon ricotta pancakes recipe tomorrow, guys, on January 3rd. How about that? That's Friday, by the way. In segment three, we did TMZ Celebrity News, where we talked about the New Orleans terrorists arrested for theft in Houston, Justin Bieber shutting down the divorce rumors with a picture of a bikini-clad wife, Hailey Bieber. Yes, they're not divorcing. They're okay. And then the investigators are using the drone to peer inside the Cybertruck that exploded outside the Trump Hotel in Las Vegas with graphic video. I did play audio in the video. It wasn't a graphic video, though, sadly, but oh well. Then at 9 a.m., we played Pokemon Go again. It was a little bit slow, but got there. And I think we did a two-part of Pokemon Go. I think the first part we caught mainly Pokemon. We were able to get research done, all that good stuff. So there you go. And the second part, we mainly did the Battle League stuff or whatever, so we could get more rewards or whatever. That was in the following segment, segment 5, by the way. And now here we are with segment 6. We already read the weather. Almost said water there. And we've already done the weather, so there you go. So, I think it's almost 9:46, I think. I don't know. Yeah, it's almost 9:46. Okay, makes sense. So, yeah, I don't know what else to say, you guys. Like I said, this is our first morning show for 2025. Well, it's not technically our first morning show. Well, technically, it's our first live morning show for 2025. Because remember, yesterday we did do a morning show, but it was a pre-recorded one for May 31st of 2024, which still is overall my most favorite morning show, thanks to that interview with Terry Soule. I just love it, by the way. It's just my best show I've ever done. Just saying. I'm changing VM names so I don't get distracted. Alright, so we're going to go ahead and put the last commercial in, guys. Simple as that. Let's throw that one. Last but not least, our final two songs. Yeah. Alright, let's put in Uptown Girl by Billy Joel. Simple as that. And then after that, we'll play Rolling in the Deep by Adele, I guess. That would make sense. And, yeah. And I don't think I have to put an item in this time. I think we'll be okay. But I'll probably remove it anyway. We'll see, though. I just like to be sure when it'll be ready. But then again, maybe that will be too early. But then again, it is only 9:47. We're not even in the woods yet. Not even close. But yeah. Anyway, this is definitely history about. Keep it going. Only closed one ring yesterday. It looks like it was a stand ring. See if we can close all three today, guys. Me, that is. So there you go. Anyway, thanks for listening to Turkey Fox Radio Morning Club. Again, this is for Thursday, January 2nd, 2025. Our first, quote-unquote, live morning show for 2025. Hope we had a fun day ringing in a new year with Turkey Fox Radio back on December 31st of last year. If you did not listen to it, don't worry, it's on our website. Posted on there, it's all good. So you can listen to it on there on demand. Just go online to tfxradio.rf.gd. Click on the link that says Turkey Fox Radio New Year's 2025 Special. And it is on there as an available audio player. Like I said, I would have done it on YouTube where everyone could have saw me, but the problem with YouTube is it's kind of hard to do now, and with Neil Mohan in YouTube's hot seat now as president now, from what I've heard on Reddit post, that Neil Mohan guy's really been screwing up YouTube quite a bit, it seems, and I do not know why. Everyone likes Susan so much, and I do not know why. There are some people who hated Susan for a passion, prefer Neil, but most honest opinions, guys, Susan wasn't that bad. I mean, we want old YouTube as much, but who knows? I think everyone just hates Neil so much, maybe because he's Indian for some reason, I don't know. Not trying to be racist or anything, but that's just how it is. But anyway, that's it for the Turkey Fox Radio Morning Club. Like I said, today will be trivia, so check that out on KHKJ TV. I forgot to mention that too. Oh well. I think I did. I can't remember. But anyway, sorry. I'm going to remove the side of that. We'll be okay now. Anyway, thanks for listening to Turkey Fox Radio Morning Club. I will see you all on January 3rd tomorrow. Till then, goodbye, everyone.